WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Lots of sunshine and temperatures well above normal for this time of year. Record challenging heat, upper 80s to lower 90s for daytime highs. Moving into the evening, we fall through the 80s, the 70s, eventually the 60s by early tomorrow morning. I'm tracking a cold front for your Tuesday, mainly during the afternoon, chance for a few showers and thunderstorms, highs 85 to 90 degrees. A few lingering showers on Wednesday, lower to middle 80s, near 85 on Thursday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Sunny at 87 degrees in Northwest Washington.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up.
On the fifth day of protests at George Washington University, demonstrators take action. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Calling for more security at local elementary schools. I'm Scott Gelman.
An emergency weekend juvenile curfew goes into effect at National Harbor. We have reaction. I'm Shayna Stulen.
Making gains on Wall Street, the Dow up 160 points at 2 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Monica Ricks. Pro-Palestinian protests still going strong at colleges across the country today. That one at the University of Wisconsin. But time's up at Columbia, where the university's president gave students a 2 p.m. Eastern deadline to clear campus. CBS News New York reporter Lisa Rosner is there.
It's day 13 of the Columbia University encampment set up by pro-Palestinian students. It's next to the site of graduation set to take place in about 2 weeks on May 15th. While Columbia University's president is assuring the community commencement will happen, 21 Democratic U.S. representatives are urging her to disband it, saying it's a civil rights violation.
In the meantime, ceasefire talks resume today with mounting pressure on Hamas to accept Israel's latest proposal.
The only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the World Economic Forum in Saudi Arabia calling Israel's offer of a ceasefire in exchange for hostage releases extraordinarily generous. Egypt's foreign minister expressing hope that this might be the proposal that stops Israel's offensive and brings its hostages home. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Cleanup continues today following a series of devastating tornadoes in Oklahoma. This woman's in hard-hit Sulphur.
My husband said, run, grab the dogs, get in the interior room. It was about a count of 3, 2, 1 after we closed that bathroom door that it hit the house.
The storms killed at least 4 people there. Former President Trump teamed up with his former Republican rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, this weekend. Here's CBS's Aaron Navarro.
The two talked about fundraising, and DeSantis and his allies seem to indicate he will be involved in at least helping his once GOP rival down this general election stretch.
A new CBS News poll shows the race is getting very tight in 3 swing states, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Today in Hawaii, trial gets underway with some military families that are suing the U.S. government over a leaky fuel tank that poisoned their drinking water 2 years ago. Army Major Amanda Faint is among those set to testify.
My family in general is still experiencing neurological, gastrointestinal, skin issues.
The feds have claimed fuel levels weren't high enough, though, to cause those severe health problems. And trainer Bob Baffert has been exiled from the Kentucky Derby for a 3rd year. He got that extra year tagged onto his suspension after Derby winner Medina Spirit was disqualified for failing a post-race drug test in 2021. The 150th running of the Roses is set for this Saturday. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
203 on WTOP on this Monday, April 29th, 2024. Sunshine and it's getting hot. We're at 88 in D.C. Afternoon. I'm Sean Anderson.
And I'm Ann Kramer. Our top local story this hour, the college campus protests and demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza continued this afternoon. More than 40 campuses across our country have some sort of pro-Palestine protest going on. Many protesters want their universities to cut any financial ties with Israel over the war. Jewish students and other supporters of Israel are growing concerned with protests and say some are making anti-Semitic statements. Now, here in our region at George Washington University, where it is the last day of classes, the demonstrations have ramped up another level. Before the sun came up, police were escorting a student out of university yard, and that's when protesters started taking down metal barriers. WTOP's Lynn Bowie reports the encampment there has now gotten larger.
Protester Selena Al-Shahabi spent 80 hours inside the barricaded encampment. So when demonstrators dismantled the barriers,
I was like, oh my God, this feels just so amazing. The feeling of liberation, it felt so amazing. And I wish the people of Gaza could feel this.
About 100 tents now cover GW's University Yard and H Street. The school insists they vacate the area immediately, but demonstrators are ready to stay as long as it takes.
They are willing to stand up for humanity and stand up for justice. And in reality, not a lot of people in the world can do that. Not a lot of people in the world can take that stand. And I think that's why it's been so refreshing being around these people, because they truly inspire me.
At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Now at the University of Mary Washington, there were 12 people arrested, including 9 students, and dozens of people were arrested at Virginia Tech over the weekend.
It's 2:05. University of Maryland graduates will be hearing from the first black governor of Maryland during graduation ceremonies next month. Governor Wes Moore will give the commencement address at the College Park ceremony May 20th. Moore is calls the University of Maryland the pride of the state. He says he's looking forward to sharing reflections on his life and service with this year's graduates. University of Maryland President Daryl Pine says he's honored the graduates will have the opportunity to learn about the governor's journey. Moore is a Maryland native, a military veteran, and Rhodes Scholar.
A call for more security for the youngest students in Loudoun County Public Schools. WTOP Scott Gelman reports the proposal is among the recommendations from a task force reviewing the school district's safety plans.
The school district already has resource officers assigned to every middle and high school, but the group of law enforcement personnel, teachers, and principals is suggesting the county expand the scope of that program.
It has been one of the items that's come up from parents of the possibility of adding SROs to elementary schools.
Dan Adams is the school system's public information officer. In elementary schools, he says they don't have to be police officers.
We also have our SSOs, or our school safety officers. So those are LCPS employees. They're not sworn law enforcement officers.
The county could also explore security help from an outside firm. Adams explains the presence isn't just helpful for boosting security.
We're also, you know, looking at things like medical emergencies.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
2:06. Last time we checked the calendar, read we are in spring, right? Sure does not feel like it around here this afternoon. WTOP's Nick Iannelli is out talking with people and finding out how they are coping with the sudden hot weather.
It would be a little easier to go out and do some exercise if it wasn't quite so warm.
Larry Rickards says it's nice to be out in the sun, but not if it feels like you're baking. So when you hear someone say they're not ready for this weather, what do you say?
I'm saying I'm with them. I'm not ready for it either. I'd like to kind of ease into it a little bit, but it's kind of a shock. It's like getting slapped.
It was cold on Saturday. We had our heat on.
Kathleen Texera says perfect spring weather is feeling like it's always just out of reach.
It'd be nice to get a break on going from heat to AC. I'm not ready for 90-degree weather. Too hot, too soon.
In Montgomery County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Yeah, some spots all around the region at 90 degrees. Your full forecast coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Not so alive. Turns out I'm not.
Billie Eilish is headed to Baltimore. The Grammy-winning performer won Song of the Year for this hit from the movie Barbie.
What was I made for?
The singer's Hit Me Hard and Soft tour will come to Baltimore's CFG Bank Arena on Friday, October 4th. Fans can get pre-sale tickets for Billie Eilish starting tomorrow at noon.
Coming up in Money News here on WTOP.
DC makes a new Michelin guide, and it's not for restaurants. I'm Jeff Glable.
Traffic and weather, 30 seconds.
Coming soon to Just Sold. This is Dave Johnson. That's what happens, as I found out, when you connect with Jennifer Young and her team at Jennifer Young Homes. And to start your home selling stress-free journey, start with Jennifer's free seller seminar. It's Wednesday, May 1st at 6:30. It's online at jenniferyounghomes.com, and that's where you go to reserve your spot. And that's the time, yeah, to get your questions answered, and you'll find out how it goes from coming soon to just sold. Remember, reserve your spot, jenniferyounghomes.com.
Keller Williams Realty, 703-815-5700.
208.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
And weather together on the 8th, and we say good afternoon to Dave Dildine. He's in the traffic center.
Good afternoon. We have slow traffic on the inner loop of the Beltway once again out of Tyson's. Had a minor crash in the backup near 123. That should be out of the way, but the holdup is once again the work zone between the Toll Road and Georgetown Pike. Right lane blocked. Outer loop, all lanes open. 66, new crash westbound near Nutley Street. Already had one there earlier this afternoon. Fire rescue sent back westbound on 66 to a point between Nutley and 123. 95 southbound, good. 95 northbound, very slow in Stafford County. Work zone after exit 140. Returns, it is the right lane once again coned off. Outer loop delays are brief at the Wilson Bridge. In Prince George's County on the inner loop, still residual delays. College Park to Greenbelt, crash out of the way near Kenilworth Avenue. All lanes open. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound, slow traffic through Laurel. Work zone near 197. Right lane gets by. Northbound, a couple of minor slowdowns getting into Laurel. 95 works better. 270 good. 50 at the Bay Bridge. Work zone on the eastbound span. The right lane is X'd out. One lane gets by on that span, but two ways in effect for a total of two shorebound lanes. It is a warm afternoon, so it's a little slow eastbound as folks are heading to the shore. Again, two lanes to work with across the Chesapeake Bay on U.S. Route 50. This is the time to upgrade to the safest small SUV. Check out the Hyundai Tucson, a Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitsmall.com for a rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get the hot forecast. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
Record challenging heat for the remainder of the afternoon. Upper 80s to lower 90s. It's not going to be terribly humid outside. We stay dry moving through this evening, but also very warm. We're in the 60s overnight, and tomorrow, a cold front. Chance for a few isolated showers and storms. 85 to 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
We have sunshine 90 now in Foggy Bottom, 87 Herndon, 89 in Hyattsville. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
WTOP at 210. Money News 10 and 40 past the hour. Off we go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Ford's self-driving technology is under investigation. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has launched a probe after two fatal accidents, both with Mustang Mach-E SUVs that collided with other vehicles on highways at night. Medical device maker Philips has agreed to pay $1.1 billion to settle personal injury lawsuits in the U.S. after the recall of some of its sleep apnea devices. Michelin's new Hotel Guide lists 7 in D.C. in the inaugural edition. They're rated with keys, not stars. None here got the top 3 key rating. The Rosewood and Jefferson both got 2 key ratings. The Pendry, Riggs, DuPont Circle Hotel, Hay Adams, and the Eaton all got 1 key ratings. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 147 points. The S&P 500 is up 14. The NASDAQ is up 55. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Sponsored by Compassion International.
Imagine a child in extreme poverty waiting over a year to be sponsored. End their wait today. Become a Compassion sponsor. Just text radio to 83393.
Coming up, how did the weekend go at National Harbor in Prince George's County with that new teen curfew in place? We're going to get an update. It's 212.
Business. It's all the things that keep this world turning. And behind every one of these companies is a partner helping to keep it all moving. It's why the local flower shop and your favorite pizza joint, the startup in the stadium, hospitals and hotels, banks and restaurants nationwide, all choose the Advanced Network, Cybersecurity Solutions, and round-the-clock trusted partnership from Comcast Business, the company that powers more businesses than anyone else. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Choose to partner with Comcast Business to get the fast, reliable internet you need to power your business. Sign up for a gig speed bundle today and get an $800 prepaid card. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go online to ComcastBusiness.com to switch today. Ends 5-6-24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with Gigabit Extra Internet, Security Edge, One Voice Line, and Connection Pro or Wi-Fi Pro with 2-year agreement. Call for details.
Cash back is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cash back app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code KEY to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KEY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com. Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Later this hour, Major League Baseball is going to fix those uniforms that players are wearing now, but it'll be a while. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Did you know you can return your mail-in ballot at any official Montgomery County Board of Elections ballot drop box or post office? For drop box or post office locations, text the word box plus your zip code to 77788. That's box and your zip code to 77788. Make sure to return your completed ballot and don't forget to sign the voter's oath or the ballot will not count. Voted ballots must be deposited by 8 p.m. on Election Day, May 14th. Remember, your voice, your vote.
No matter how long you leave your phone plugged in, it's not fully charged. So you add the WTOP app. Get news, traffic, and weather wherever you are.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's 2:15. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Thanks for joining us.
Well, we're expecting to hear from Prince George's County Police sometime this afternoon about how many warnings were issued to teenagers who violated that new curfew at National Harbor. It was put in place Friday at 5 in the afternoon following a huge fight among teenagers the weekend before. A story from WTOP's Shana Stulen.
I could tell the difference with the security.
Samantha says on Saturday she saw police talking to parents and questioning teens.
I guess they're realizing, oh, wow, it is really real. It's going into effect.
She says she wants tighter security to continue and police to be monitoring behavior of kids from all backgrounds.
So we've never seen a problem at night. We've seen a lot of...
We're old, so we're in bed by 9:30.
Out here at 1 in the morning.
Max and Jan Gibbs, who've enjoyed their visits to the area over the years, say given the chaos that broke out, a curfew may be helpful.
Not that our young people are bad, but sometimes guidance and supervision helps them make good decisions.
Shana Stulen, WTOP News.
Well, mom and pop shops are being celebrated in D.C. this week. WTOP's Mike Murillo tells us the mayor kicked off Small Business Week with the owners of a new store along Rhode Island Avenue.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser cuts the ribbon outside the newly renovated space for Bandura Designs on Rhode Island Avenue, renovations that were aided by city grants.
We're grateful to our small business owners who serve us.
Jennifer Ferris owns the interior design company.
I am so grateful to be a part of this block.
Also during the kickoff, the mayor announced 64 recipients of robust retail grants, which give up to $10,000 to businesses.
For payroll, for new equipment, rent, or anything else that they need.
Also during the week, support events for small businesses will be held. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
It's 2:17. A battery-powered future just took a big step forward from an assembly line in Beltsville. Our story from WTOP's John Doman.
Eventually, more than a million solid-state batteries will be made right here off Route 1 in Beltsville, and they'll be in so many things you use. But first, they're going to the U.S. Army so it can get rid of the lithium-ion batteries used in so many things because, you've heard before, they also sometimes catch fire.
We've taken that flammable liquid electrolyte out, and we've replaced it with our solid state ceramic, which is like ceramic, like a dinner plate. Dinner plates don't catch fire, right? And so not only is it a safe battery, it's also a better battery.
One that lasts 40% longer, says Ricky Hanna, the CEO of Ion Storage. In a few years, it'll power your phone or your car. In Beltsville, John Dumb in WTOP News.
Quick look at the top stories we're working on for you, WTOP.
Protests against the war in Gaza continue on college campuses around the country and here in D.C. The pro-Palestinian protesters at GW University say they want the campus to cut financial ties with Israel. Jewish students and Israeli supporters have claimed some of the protests around the nation have become anti-Semitic.
Congress will take up the issue this week of adding more flights to National Airport. Will it be grounded?
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by Window Nation. Don't miss out. Buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, no interest or payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. WTOP's traffic and weather together. Let's get to Dave Dildine in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, Montgomery County, good to go on 495. Prince George's County, Interloop, residual delays through College Park and Greenbelt, but better. Crash on the right shoulder near Kenilworth Avenue and almost clear. Work zone on the BW Parkway, southbound slow and down to single file near 197 Laurel Bowie Road. Northbound traffic a little heavier, but northbound lanes are open on the parkway. 95 is fine through Laurel and Columbia. I-270 is good as well. Wheaton, Georgia Avenue at Windham Lane. Slow both ways. Work crew blocking a lane or two in each direction of Georgia Avenue. Route 50 eastbound moving at a better clip across the Bay Bridge. Three lanes open now. Eye on the overhead lane control signals. Could change one more time. We'll see. Annapolis, Bestgate Road at Commerce Park Drive. Crash called in. Police direction there. In Virginia, we've got crashes on I-66. Westbound, though, near Nutley Street, it's on the shoulder, and I don't think they're going to block a lane for too much longer. Interloop, we had one at 123 in the backup. That's out of the way, but slow to get past the work zone beyond the toll road. The right lane is blocked. 95, southbound, fine. Northbound, very slow in Stafford County. After exit 140, the right lane is blocked by the recurring work zone. In the district, northbound on DC 295, the backup because of the road work between Polk Street and Eastern Avenue. The right lane is blocked. If you've got questions about youth or high school sports, Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit organization, develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. Info at positivecoach.org. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Let's get a check of this forecast. Feels like summer. 7 News First Alert meteorologist Steve Rudin.
A beautiful afternoon across the DMV. It feels very summer-like with record challenging heat, 87 to 92 for a daytime high. Our temperatures will fall through the 80s, the 70s, eventually settling into the 60s by early tomorrow morning. 85 to 90 degrees, your temperature range on Tuesday. Tracking a cold front during the afternoon and evening. This cold front may trigger a few showers and thunderstorms. We're partly cloudy on Wednesday, temperatures in the lower to middle 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
All right, we are creeping up toward that 90-degree mark. We saw 90 in a couple of spots in downtown D.C., particularly Foggy Bottom. 88 right now in Gaithersburg. 89 in Arlington. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
Still ahead, a call for people to help scientists better understand lung cancer and its treatments. 221.
So, my husband's eating healthy, I'm gluten-free, our daughter's vegan, and our son loves burgers, and that makes it really hard to choose a place to eat, which is why Silver Diner has become our go-to restaurant. Their flexitarian menu offers something for all of us, and they use fresh, locally sourced ingredients. It's the one place we can all agree on.
Check out Silver Diner and find something for everyone. Silver Diner, much more than a diner.
This ad furnished by Nesmond Taju LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com, and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
222.
Well, there have been lots of recent improvements in the treatment of lung cancer. Now, a new study aims to learn more about the inherited risk of lung cancer. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us researchers hope you will want to take part.
We do a blood draw.
Lori Ambrose with GoTo for Lung Cancer. Along with the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, they're expanding their recent research that showed that people having one genetic mutation were at higher risk of developing lung cancer. So the participants would be monitored for 5 years.
If there was an early presentation of a suspicious nodule or tumor, we would be on top of it and manage it accordingly.
Doctors say the earlier lung cancer can be detected, the better the chance for a cure. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
A day of worldwide support aimed at helping new moms is coming up. As WTOP's Gigi Barnett explains, many of them don't realize they're suffering from postpartum depression.
Jennifer Davis remembers bringing home her baby girl 11 years ago and her son 7 years later. They weren't the happy time she'd expected.
Wasn't eating regularly, wasn't leaving the house unless I had doctor's appointments, showering.
It wasn't until years later that Davis realized she'd suffered through postpartum mental health disorders.
I didn't talk to anyone because I was embarrassed.
She's now a member of the national nonprofit Postpartum Support International, which helps struggling new moms. It's teaming up with other support groups to mark World Maternal Mental Health Day on Wednesday. Wendy Davis heads up the group.
We want to reduce the shame and stigma of this, and how we do that is getting as much information out in the public as possible.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Well, the uniforms will be fixed, but not until next season. We're talking about the MLB baseball uniforms that have been making headlines for the past few weeks.
Major League Baseball players complain their new uniforms, designed by Nike and manufactured by Fanatics, felt cheap, and the pants were see-through. Major League Baseball told players in a memo Sunday obtained by our partners at ESPN that this was a Nike problem, and Nike innovated something that doesn't need to be innovated. The uniforms will be changed. Larger lettering will return to the backs of the jerseys. The mismatched pants and tops will be rectified, and so will the jersey's issue of collecting sweat. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
All right, George Wallace is here with us this afternoon. George, for the Caps, wasn't even long enough to be a playoff run.
No, not even playoff. Four games, that's it. Yeah. That's the least you could play in the first round.
Yeah.
They did the Capitals swept by the Rangers. 4-2 the final last night, and maybe a little ahead of schedule getting to the postseason this year for this Washington team. They played really well down the stretch and clinched a playoff berth, but couldn't get it done against a very good Rangers team. And also, Spencer Carberry saw his captain, Alex Ovechkin, didn't register a goal.
He's not getting